Call a meeting to order. Let the record show that all members are present except Callie Tracy. Can we get a motion on the minutes?
So move.
Second.
A motion to approve the minutes. Any corrections, additions? If not, all in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Invited to address the county chair or finance committee. Joe?
Yes, sir. Under purchases this morning, the first purchase is from the Animal Control Department. It's a 2013 Ford pickup truck. And Terry, is this a replacement for one of your animal control officer trucks?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay. And this one that has a cage eventually installed?
Right. All we're getting is just a cab and chassis. We're removing the bed from the old truck and having it installed on the new unit.
Okay. How old is your old unit?
Old unit's a 2008.
Okay. How many miles?
104,000, something like that. We only have two trucks, and we try to keep good units so that, you know, we don't have the possibility of one going down there and just be stuck with one vehicle to cover the whole county. We get a lot better trade-in if we trade sooner. We're getting the truck, a $30,000 truck, for about $15,000.
Mm-hmm. Do you need for, excuse me, go ahead.
The $15,000 is in your current budget?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that on bought on state bid or?
Yes, sir.
State. Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Do you refurb the cages and everything?
Yeah.
So they're not rusty and all that.
Well, they're fiberglass. They're
fiberglass.
They're fiberglass. Yes.
Okay.
Next purchase is the Madison County code update. The county has a code of ordinances. Each department, state's attorney's office, we have a book and a binder, and it was codified many years ago, and it was updated from time to time. The last update was over 10 years ago. We've got a stack of ordinances like that need to be incorporated into the county code. What we're also doing is we're going to do it electronically, where it will be on the county's webpage. That's something we've said we would do for some time, and we're just getting around doing it. So the proposal is with American Legal Publishing. That's who we've been using for the last 20 years or so. We're actually asking them to recodify the entire code. Just updating it was approximately half this amount. Since it's been so long, a lot of state laws have changed. What they do is they have attorneys that will actually review state laws, and they'll point out to us if any of our ordinances have conflicts with the state law, and then they'll suggest language. They'll actually give us a legal letter and tell us what we need to change and adopt and all that. So I thought it would be best to spend the extra money, since it's been so long and since we're putting it online, to just recodify it and do it right. And then moving forward, we will have the opportunity to update the code quarterly, semi-annually, or annually, whatever we choose, so we won't fall behind like this. This is a new way of doing things. And so I work with the county clerk's office and the state's attorney's office on this.
So we will update it online quarterly, annually?
Yes.
Or,
okay. Yep.
And which will we do? Will we do it quarterly or will we do it annually?
You know, I don't know. I might have to look. We don't pass ordinances that often through the year. We'll probably have to look and see how many a year we do. I mean, there's no reason to do it quarterly if we only do two ordinances a year, for example.
Well, in my mind, there should be a schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess they gave us a price to do it quarterly, semi-annually, or annually. And, you know, I would think that we would do it at least semi-annually. I'm not sure if it's necessary quarterly, because we may not have ordinances. Because it's strictly ordinances and only ordinances that really need to be part of this code. Some ordinances don't really relate to it. Like, it's an ordinance to change the speed zone on a street out in Pin Oak Township. That wouldn't go in the code. But the animal control registration ordinance, for example, if we were to change that, that would go in the code. So,
yeah. Any other questions?
How long will this process take? And then what was the working with the state's attorney? Why are you sending it out of house to be done? Or
well, there's... Yes, I mean, there's companies that specialize in codifying ordinances, codes. If you go to any municipality, they've all done this. It's just it's a business that's out there that does this on behalf. And, you know, we'll write up the ordinance the way we'll see fit. They'll their attorneys will recommend maybe changing the wording, you know, clarify things or whatever. So it's a service that they provide to the state's attorney's office is really what it comes down to. And for the cost, I mean, you know, it's not that much.
Instead of having it done in-house by our attorneys, I'm just curious.
Yeah, they, I mean, the attorneys in-house will help us draft the ordinances and pass them through the county board, but to put this all into one place with references and tables and references to law, I mean, you know, they specialize in those legal services where we don't. So that's the benefit, is they specialize in those legal services.
Well, and see if there's any conflict with state.
Conflicts, and yeah.
So do you specifically have the amount it would cost for the yearly and bi-yearly and the quarterly?
Yeah. For the internet version, every 6 months would be $150 up to 75 pages. It's not that much. It's $100 for quarterly updates, $150 for 6 months, and $195 for annual updates. That's just to change it, put it on the web. There's actually a cost for each page that we incorporate into it, too, that will be part of it, you know, as we move forward. But the price that we have here includes all the ordinance changes that we have made over the last 10 years.
This is a catch-up.
This is a catch-up.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? If not, we're moving on.
Okay. Next we have with the Sheriff's Department, the annual maintenance renewal for the live scan booking station for 637307. Major Wells is there if there's any questions about what this is.
Any questions?
We have with the Health Department 225 virals and influenza vaccine. We do this every year, probably more often than that.
Any questions, Tony?
The Highway Department, we have a proposal for tree removal services and equipment rental for cutting brush. Gary, would you like to explain these?
Yeah, I got two purchase requests. One is for with Hanfelder's Tree Service. We hire them out to come out. They top any big trees that we have that we don't feel safe about removing. They come out on a daily basis, $600 a day. They handle all the liability, insurance, what have you. They cut the trees down, and then we basically clean them up with our own forces. So we worked out a deal with this individual, and we like their service. As far as the other one, it's a equipment rental for cutting brush. This is a tractor with a boom mower on it. It's with Woody's Municipal Supply, and we're renting this piece of equipment on a weekly basis, and basically we're done using it. $7,041.99 is that purchase request. And the other one for the hand filter is $5,400 even.
That's $600 a day. Is that for per tree or higher men trees you need cut down for that day?
He comes out with his boom truck and takes any trees down that we do not feel safe with. He works around the power line. Mm-hmm. And he drops anything on the power line. His insurance covers it, so kind of relieves us with a lot of liabilities anyway.
That's good. Okay.
And we work with him on a daily basis, so we try to get him for maybe 2 or 3 days a week, have him come out, provide services for us, and then we don't need him the other days. We don't use him.
Yeah.
So he's able to work a deal out with this guy, and we're well pleased with it. Any other questions? Or
I have a question about the brush, cutting the brush.
Yes.
Is this the equipment that goes up, goes down the road up on its side like that and
chews
it on off?
It's on a tractor, and we did some out in your neck of the woods on
Or I wish there were another option.
We do too.
It is ugly.
It's so intense.
It looks like a war zone.
The operator we had on this time did a great job on it. He mulched it up quite a bit. A lot of times they come through and cut it and just let it lay. And it's, mm-hmm. It looks bad, but we keep going over it. Cut up as small as we can. Any big pieces that we cannot cut up, then we dispose of that through other methods.
Well, I just don't like the way it chews it all off. Yeah. And you know,
I agree, but it's too labor intense otherwise to cut it back. That's why we use the machine.
Okay. Okay. I'll go on record that I don't like it. I keep telling you.
Any more questions of the highway department?
With the special service area, they are asking for a copy machine approval. They went out for bids. It's replacing an existing one, I assume.
Here we are, right here.
Yes. Yes.
It is replacing an existing one, one that is not operating well anymore. And the company tells us there is no more replacement parts for it. It's so old, so we need to replace it.
Any questions?
And lastly, we have the approval for the treasurer's office annual mail or preparing and printing of the tax bills. And Jeremy, would you like to explain this?
Yeah, we had four bids this time. Had one from Washington State, one from Ohio. We had our prior printer also bid, and then we had a printer that bid from last year. We picked Mail Communication Systems. They came within $300 of the lowest bid, and that's mainly due to we decided to select them because they have a footprint in Illinois and 25 counties continue to increase that footprint, and the transition of set of costs and installation costs, I think, would make up for that cost difference. So we went with those guys. So that's any questions?
Mail Communications is the service you use last year?
No, they are not. The service we used last year was specialty mailing.
Okay, so there will be some set of costs there with Mail Communications.
Right, but they, because of their footprint in Illinois, they're familiar with our code and our statutes and things, and so the transition will be very smooth.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Those are all the purchases.
And we'll get a motion on the purchases, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dot, second by Ann. Any further discussion? If not, Ann?
Yes.
Dot?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Sorry.
Aye.
And Gene? Yes.
Under resolutions, we have two resolutions from the Highway Department to purchase new dump trucks. Gary, would you mind explaining?
Yes, we had took bids on one new single axle dump truck. Truck Centers from Troy was a little bid of $90,274. And we had two other bids from Central Illinois Trucks, $94,400 and $101,450. We're recommending we go with Truck Center from Troy. We're trading in a 2000 International truck. It's got about 87,000 miles on it, but it's we have a rusting problem with it. The bed and the chassis on it is bad, so we're wanting to replace it with a new one. As far as the other one, it's a tandem axle dump truck. Truck Center from Troy was a low bid, $111,233. Central Illinois Trucks bid $113,350, and another bid from Central Illinois was $120,150. The replacement truck, the trade-in is a 93 Ford. It's got 180,000 miles on it. We just have to basically upgrade our fleet anyway. So are there any questions toward this?
Any questions?
Okay, thank you.
One other resolution in your pack in the back. It's not a purchase, but it's to adopt a prescription discount drug program. As you recall, we did this with a program offered by NACO, National Association of Counties, a couple of years ago, and we board members helped get the cards out, and that got them out as much as we can. But the savings, the benefit to our residents has not been that great. Metro Counties has endorsed a different program that I actually provide in your packet, a comparison of St. Clair County's been with this program for about 10 months, and I compared it to NACO, and two things are different. One is the discount for the residents is greater with the PROACT program, the one we're proposing to approve, versus the Caremark program. The second, and the reason why that's different is because they actually, PROACT will do a direct mail to every house in Madison County and send the card to everybody saying this is a Madison County discount drug program. It's free to use. This is how you use it and so forth. So it gets in the hands of more people, basically. The Caremark program, they don't offer that service. We have to get it out ourselves. That's the big difference, and that's why St. Clair County's utilization is much greater. And, you know, I penciled in some numbers, but the price savings in St. Clair County for the same period in Madison County was $594,000 in St. Clair County and $37,000 in Madison County. So there's a big difference. So what we're recommending is that we go with the PROACT program and administer that in Madison County. There's no cost to Madison County government. There's no cost to the people to use this. As you may recall, it's only used for people that need it. You know, if someone has insurance or whatever, they wouldn't use this discount program. But some people don't have insurance, or their insurance may not cover prescription drugs, and they can get the discount through this program.
Very good. Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second by Jean. Any further discussion?
That include the highway?
Yes. All three, yes. Mm-hmm. Do you have questions, Mike? No questions? Okay. We got a motion made, yeah. And?
Yeah. Aye.
Aye.
Bill.
Aye.
And Jean.
Aye.
Okay. Is that all you have, Joe?
Yes.
We got a guy with the yellow shirt. What's he got for us this morning?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have no motel tax reconciliation report for this month. We do have three refunds. The first one is a check from the special service area payable to an individual for $29.65. This refund is due to an overpayment at closing. Second refund is from the Health Department Revenue Fund payable to an entity for the refund is for a double of payment of clinic fees. That refund amount doesn't have it on here. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed it. $160.80. Third refund is from the Unrestricted Animal Control Fund to individuals with the amount of $25 for refunds. These refunds are for overpayment on registration fees, and I move for your approval.
You have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Any further discussion? Any questions? Ann?
Yes.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Larry?
Aye.
Jean?
Yes.
Okay, we do not have any appropriation resolutions for this month, and I submit for your approval the claims and transfers report for February of 2013. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? Not. Ann?
Yes.
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Safety and risk. Oh, I didn't see you.
I'm going to defer to Mr. Gibbons, who has a memorandum that should have been in your packet.
Okay.
This is in reference to the hourly rates that are paid to the contract attorney that we hired to do defense work for Madison County. These funds are paid out of the court fund. And what we're doing here is updating. It's been a while since this amount has been modified, and until now we've used a standard flat rate for attorney's fees, and what we're doing here is having a staggered rate that will account for a lower payment to a lower amount for associate attorneys, a slightly higher rate for the partners and principals of those firms. Most of the work that's done in both cases is done by associates, so we don't want to be paying the same amount for them as we do for the partners. But we do enjoy tremendous benefit from the expertise and the availability of those partners. Mr. Bill Lading from Phoenix is our lead counsel from that firm, and John Gilbert is also a lead counsel for his firm. But we do prefer, and we're trying to encourage them to use soap as much as possible to cost down, but this is an increase. We're currently, their rates have gone up since we last negotiated this amount, and what this will represent is approximately an average of about a 30% discount over their standard rates that they charge everybody else. So we still get a substantial discount over what they're charging the public.
Any questions?
Let's see. I was looking there. Is that like stuff that we, the highway department uses?
And that is normal going rate, and we're giving it for what you just mentioned. Okay.
So do we need a motion for this one?
Yes.
I will make the motion that we approve.
Second.
Second by Ann. Any further questions? Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Mary?
Aye.
And Gina?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, very good. Lost my agenda.
This is the one we're signing in it?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know, but I'm looking for my agenda. Here's Kelly, so he's dead. I got everything messed up here. Okay, do we have any new business? None to come before the committee. A motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.